The following is a recording of the President's speech at Wilson, North Dakota, May 13, 1950.
Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, certainly it is good to see you here in Wilson. I'm very glad to be in North Dakota today. This is my first visit to your state since I became president, and I'm looking forward to a most pleasant day. The past few weeks, I've been very concerned about the floods, which have been causing so much damage in North Dakota and Minnesota. These floods are a warning that we cannot stop or slow up our work of building flood control projects throughout this part of the country. Early this morning, I went to Fort Peck Dam and saw it in operation. Since Fort Peck has been finished, it is estimated that it has already prevented at least $50 million worth of flood damage. In addition to that, it has been providing power and is storing water for use in irrigation. I was told by the Chief of Engineers there this morning that Fort Peck Dam would hold all the flood waters of this whole season until July, when they would then be gradually released after all the lower floods were over. We must build more projects like Fort Peck and Garrison Dam to prevent floods and to give us power and irrigation water. I understand that there's been some concern around Wilson that Garrison Dam will put Wilson underwater. I want to assure you that this concern is not warranted by the facts. The plan for Garrison Dam includes complete protection for Wilson. It also protects the Lewis and Clark, Buford, Trenton irrigation areas. Otherwise, I would not have approved it. We have devised a system of levees and flood walls, both this city and all the surrounding area, which is important to the economic life of Williston. I'm familiar with the kind of levees and flood walls which will protect Williston. We have some of the same kind in Kansas City, Missouri. These levees and flood walls protected Kansas City from floods, and as a result, the city has grown because new factories and new industries are willing to come there. Garrison Dam is a sound investment which will pay big dividends in the future. It will supply electric power for farms and factories, for mines and homes. It will encourage industrial expansion. It will provide irrigation for water on farms. This is the part of the work we are doing to build a stronger and more prosperous nation. We have a wonderful future in this country if we will all keep on working hard and doing the progressive things that need to be done. And we must build a better future for our country, for farmers, for workers, and for businessmen and everyone else. This is the greatest thing we need to do to achieve world peace. It has been grand to be here this morning, and what pleases me most is to see these signs around here. But to me, like you've been studying the situation to understand what we need. People understand exactly what we're driving at, that there'll be no difficulty in convincing them that we're right and that we're working for the interest of all the people and not for just a few. That's what I'm out here for, is to tell you exactly what I'm trying to do and let you make up your own mind. I'm making a report on the state of the nation to the public and the people, and I'm having a good time doing it. I don't think I've ever had such a welcome or seen as many people, since 1948.